The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of Salem Communications, staff, management, or advertisers.
Activist Radio is on the air.
You have tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal.
Mark is training a new generation of leaders
to take on the culture of death and win. All right.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
Here's the question. Do all lives matter? What do you think? Do all lives matter? Do black lives matter? Do white lives matter? How about women's lives? What about the preborn? Do their lives matter? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today on the Mark Harrington Show. You're listening to your radio activist and voice of resistance here on WRFD. And folks, you can pick up our program 24/7 on your mobile device at iTunes and Podbean. And we're over the air here in the Ohio area, 1:30 p.m. every Saturday. And when you tune in, you can count on cutting-edge culture war analysis from your radio activist. And today is going to be more of the same. And we want to talk about the question of whether all lives matter or not. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because there was a big story the other day when a representative in the House of Representatives went to the well and spoke on this whole issue of abortion, as we recognize, as we remember, the Roe versus Wade decision. His name is Representative Sean Duffy. He's a Republican from Wisconsin. And he's speaking about this whole question of the whole Black Lives Matter and whether they recognize the tragedy of what's happening with the preborn. And I think you need to hear it. And then we're going to be talking to my good friend Ryan Bromberger on the other side. So here it is. Here's a clip. This is Representative Sean Duffy, representative from Wisconsin, on the well of the House of Representatives the other day.
I've been in this institution for 5 years, and over the course of that 5 years, I've heard many of my liberal friends and a lot of friends from the Congressional Black Caucus talk about how there is targeting and unfair treatment of African Americans in the criminal justice system. I've heard them. In financial services, I hear them talk about how big financial corporations target African Americans and minorities. As I turn on my TV, I listen to Black Lives Matter talk about how police and law enforcement are targeting African Americans, minority communities. I hear a lot in this institution from minority leaders about how their communities are targeted. But what I don't hear them talk about is how their communities are targeted in abortion. There are some stunning facts. The African-American community is 15% of the country as a whole, but account for 40% of the abortions. 15% of Americans, 40% of the abortions. In New York City, the most recent stat, African-American women had more abortions than live births. There is a targeting going on in a lot of spaces, in a lot of places. And it's going on in the abortion industry. And my friends, my liberals, Congressional Black Caucus members, they talk about fighting for the defenseless and the hopeless and the downtrodden. But there is no one more hopeless and voiceless than an unborn baby. But their silence is deafening.
My guest is Ryan Bromberger, and Ryan is a writer, and he's the chief creative officer of the Radiance Foundation. Ryan, thanks for being on the Mark Harrington Show.
Good to be here with you, Mark.
So, Ryan, the reason I called you, man, is that, you know, we're friends and all, but I saw your piece about this Representative Duffy's speech in the House of Representatives talking about the Black Lives Matter movement and how they have this blind spot when it comes to the preborn. And I wanted to bring you on the program. A lot of our audience is African-American, and I think it's something that needs to be dealt with, especially as we come to the 43rd anniversary of Roe versus Wade. So, Ryan, if you would, first give me a little bio. Let's hear, give us your story. How did you get involved in the movement?
Well, I'm the one who is, I guess you could say, is used 100% of the time to justify abortion. I'm that 1%. So being conceived in rape and yet having a birth mother who was courageous enough to go through 9 months of a traumatic pregnancy really just kind of set things off at the very beginning of my life. You could say being pro-life just courses through my veins. Being adopted into a family, a multiracial family of 15, I have 6 brothers, 6 sisters, 10 of us are adopted. So this matters to me. I'm an adoptive father, too. I have four kiddos, 2 of which are adopted. So I'm very passionate about illuminating the fact that every human life has purpose in and out of the womb. There is value for every single human life. So that's my background. My wife and I started the Radiance Foundation because we wanted to creatively address these issues of intrinsic value. And here we are with this whole insane and surreal Black Lives Matter movement, but apparently only some Black Lives Matter.
Ryan Bomberger is my guest. You can go to radiancefoundation.org to find out more. Ryan, you wrote this piece. It's insane what's actually happening. It's still to this day absolutely makes no sense to me that you have the Congressional Black Caucus, you got the NAACP, National Action Network, National Urban League, all of them walking in lockstep with the abortion industry and Planned Parenthood, but yet supporting this Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, tell us, help us to figure this out, because I'm just at a loss for words sometimes. It just seems so self-evident that these folks who are against injustice based on race would defend the preborn, especially in their own communities.
There has been such a hijacking, Mark, of the civil rights movement. And these organizations that you've mentioned, the NAACP, National Action Network, Rainbow Push Coalition, all of them, they're beholden not to principle, but they're beholden to political power.
Mm-hmm.
It's as if, you know.
Was it always that way, though? Was it always that way?
It is always that way, but when you're talking.
No, I mean, was it always that way? Back in the, you know, say in the 50s and 60s, were they principled? Was it a principled civil rights movement back then?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Were they flawed?
Sure.
Absolutely. I'm not sure I could even typify what is happening today as a flaw. I mean, this is such a lethal. You have the NAACP, the National Association for supposedly the Advancement of Colored People, which recently just sued us for calling them the National Association for the Abortion of Colored People because they radically support Planned Parenthood no matter what. How in the world can they cry? Any of these groups cry racism in almost every facet of American life, always crying racism, but somehow the one industry that kills for a living, nope, no racism, and they stand hand-in-hand with them, and they call this destruction reproductive justice. So they have nowhere to stand, no solid ground to stand on, to somehow decry all the racism that exists today as if it's the 1960s, and yet, on the other hand, radically support this destruction of human life. And I don't care whether it's white, black, or any color in between. It's all a tragedy. But for them to be shouting, Black Lives Matter, and then a white congressman gets up and says, Black Lives Matter, and he gets denounced. It's such a bizarre world we live in right now.
Well, let's talk about the numbers in the African-American community as relates to abortion. Representative Duffy brought those forward. Let's talk about that. What are the numbers?
Well, one of the things he mentioned, this is something that every pro-abortion activist refuses to answer to, whether on Twitter or any other form of social media, because they have no response to justify it. More black babies aborted than born alive. For every 1,000 born alive in New York City, the home of Planned Parenthood, by the way, 1,180 black babies are aborted.
Unbelievable.
And this is this has gone on for years and years. And at the time that this has happened, the NAACP in New York is supporting, you know, Governor Cuomo's radical attempt to decriminalize all abortion throughout the entire pregnancy, including partial birth abortion. So here you've got this incredible disparity, and yet these groups just celebrate it. Call it reproductive justice. Call it reproductive freedom. And so that's what Representative Duffy was bringing up, the fact that, you know, 13% of the American population is black, yet they comprise 30 to 35% of all abortions nationwide. There is targeting. It is historic. It is undeniable. It's irrefutable. And yet these groups seem to pretend that the same groups that are crying that racism is worse today than the 1960s somehow don't acknowledge the fact that Planned Parenthood's racist DNA being birthed in eugenics and elitism somehow changed. At what point did it change? When they moved from pushing birth control to then killing the supposed unwanted and the defectives via abortion? There's no logic to any of it. And that's why I'm kudos to Representative Duffy for saying what he said, calling out the Congressional Black Caucus that is in the pocket of Planned Parenthood.
Ryan Bomberger is my guest. He's a writer and chief creative officer for the Radiance Foundation. You can go to radiancefoundation.org to find out more. Ryan, here's the thing. It used to be in the day that Democrats, there used to be actually some pro-life Democrats. That used to be possible in Washington. It still happens here and there in the state houses. But that's a thing of the past. If you are a Democrat, you need to toe the pro-abortion party line, and even more so if you're African-American. Now, I'm going to ask you this question. Is it ignorance in the sense that they just don't see? People make arguments for abortion because they don't believe the baby is human. And okay, at least we can have that conversation, right? And we can prove that they're human. And then there are others that know darn well what's going on, and I'd say that'd be a good slice of the American people, that know exactly that they're human, but they don't want to recognize it because that means too much for them to have to give up. Which is it with these leaders, the NAACP, the CBC, and other groups? Is it both, or is it they clearly understand it, they're just unwilling because they understand what they lose in power if they acknowledge it?
Well, it's interesting because there is a loss in power. There's a loss in power by having millions, in the black community alone,
right,
over 17 million killed. Not as if every black person votes the same. It's not the same voting bloc.
Right.
But there's power loss in that. The bizarre shift of when people of my complexion were considered less than human. And it's amazing how if you look throughout human history, it's amazing how many times those who were oppressed become the oppressors. And that's exactly what's happening here. It is for political power. It's certainly not for any kind of real gain. But there's both the acknowledgement that they're the humanity of the child and also the denial of basic biological science. There's so much confusion all wrapped up because that's what happens when you embrace this bizarre, lethal form of liberalism.
Hold on to that thought, Ryan. My guest is Ryan Bomberger with the Radiance Foundation. Go to radiancefoundation.org. We're talking about the Black Lives Matter, and we're asking the question, do all lives matter? Do all black lives matter? We'll be right back.
What do other pro-life leaders think of Mark Harrington and Created Equal? Listen to Scott Klusendorf of Life Training Institute.
Created Equal is about changing this culture, and that's what we have to do if we are going to win this fight. And Mark and Seth and the others on the team of Created Equal are doing just that. And I am happy to endorse their work, glad to call them fellow companions in this fight for the life of the unborn. And I certainly hope you will support and work with them as they work on reforming this culture so that it has an appreciation for human life.
Mark Harrington is a missionary and free speech advocate, and Mark has been on the front line of the debate over abortion for over 20 years. Mark needs your prayers and financial support. Please support Mark and Created Equal by going to createdequal.net or send a check to Created Equal, Post Office Box 360502, Columbus, Ohio 43230. Your gifts are tax deductible.
That's right, we won't back down. Just got back from Washington, D.C. And the March for Life and Protest PP, where we protested the construction site of another mega center for Planned Parenthood. And we stood on the march route with our Jumbotron TV showing the truth about abortion, the victims of abortion being represented at their own march. And my guest today is Ryan Bromberger. And he's with the Radiance Foundation. We're talking about the Black Lives Matter movement and all this hysterics, this outrage over Congressman Sean Duffy, who spoke on the House floor the other day about the hypocrisy of the Black Lives Matter
movement.
The most
recent stat, African-American women had more abortions than live births. There is a targeting going on. In a lot of spaces, in a lot of places. And it's going on in the abortion industry. And my friends, my liberals, Congressional Black Caucus members, they talk about fighting for the defenseless and the hopeless and the downtrodden. But there is no one more hopeless and voiceless than an unborn baby.
So there you go. You can find that on YouTube. I mean, it's powerful. He speaks with passion, and he calls out the utter racism of the Black Lives Matter movement. And because of that, another representative from Wisconsin, Gwen Moore, is so upset that she's calling for a resolution condemning Sean Duffy for his, quote, racially insensitive remarks. Ryan, is this stuff on purpose, or are they just ignorant to what's really happening in their own communities as it relates to abortion?
How about both? I mean, it's purposely ignorant. How about that?
Okay.
It's so incredible. I mean, Gwen Moore, Democrat, and, you know, the important thing is, and I love when I hear this all the time, especially millennials who say, you know, the parties are both the same, you know, no labels. Well, there is a difference. You look at each party platform.
Yeah.
You've got the Democrat Party platform that is calling for the decriminalization and the support of abortion on demand for any reason without any restrictions. And then you got the Republican Party platform, which is the complete opposite of that, which is calling for life, which is why you see the vote tallies as they are. Gwen Moore and the Congressional Black Caucus are radically pro-abortion. In fact, the chair of the Congressional Black Caucus just endorsed the most pro-abortion presidential candidate, Hillary Clinton, just endorsed her, saying that she would do the most to protect black lives.
My guest is Ryan Bromberger. He is the Chief Creative Officer and writer here at the Radiance Foundation. You can go to radiancefoundation.org. Ryan, let me ask you this. I mean, let's just talk generally about the Black Lives Matter movement. What do you think of it? I mean, is it just is it bogus altogether? Is this all made up, this whole outrage, or what? What's going on with it?
Well, let me say there's legitimate emotion and passion for some of the real injustices that happen. There is racial injustice. Unfortunately,
sure,
when everything is branded as racial injustice, it's hard to get to the actual substance. So there are activists who are passionate about trying to bring racial justice. But the problem is the movement itself is just deeply dishonest, fundamentally dishonest. It is a political movement. And we've seen that now because they've become a C4, basically. And this is a question that I'm interested in. The whole Black Lives Matter hashtag movement came into existence not as a result of women being harmed or women being killed, particularly black women being harmed, but because of males. And it's interesting because the foundation of Black Lives Matter is about fighting patriarchy. Well, it came into existence because black males were harmed, not because Tonya Reeves was killed by Planned Parenthood abortionists, left to bleed for 5.5 hours, not because Lakeisha Wilson was killed in a late-term abortionist. Botched abortion by an abortionist. It wasn't by, you know, Quilisha James, who was a pregnant mother, who was killed by her boyfriend. None of those deaths mattered to these Black Lives Matter leaders. And the whole movement itself, it has so little to do with racial injustice. It's all about introducing radical, pro-LGBTQ, XYZ, whatever it is. It's not focused on the real racial injustices that happen. And so I've written extensively about this, but that's really the heart of it. And so it becomes this political movement that doesn't care about facts, doesn't care about the truth. All it cares about are the tweets and a few buzzwords to try to really inject all this racial division. And that's what they do.
And it's about political power and keeping political power and getting political power.
Right.
In the Democrat Party and electing Democrats, basically, right?
Well, they're certainly not trying to elect Republicans.
No, that's for sure. So let's move on to the question of just the disproportionate numbers in the African American community who abort. When I'm on college campuses, Ryan, I talk to African American students all the time, and almost across the board, they tell me they're pro-life. How does that not translate to supporting or voting pro-life when it comes to elections? How does that not translate to opposing these charlatans who are in charge of the NAACP and these other African-American groups that are just about political power? Why is it that most, it seems, are pro-life, but yet it doesn't translate into their daily lives?
Mark, man, that dissonance is so disturbing. I mean, you've got belief, and then you've got action, and then there's this huge chasm. It's what I deal with all the time as, you know, someone who's as black as Obama. How can you profess to be pro-life, yet your political actions, your voting actions defy all that? And it happens all the time. And this has to do with when race is allowed to transcend all else, this is the resultant effect. And this is what we're seeing. And it's also the embrace of the lie of the civil rights timeline of America. I mean, you've got the GOP, for instance, demonized. And I'm not talking about GOP establishment because I have issues with GOP establishment.
Sure, so do I.
The GOP demonized. And I mean, you've got even in the State of the Union address, I found it interesting, President Obama invoked Lincoln. I don't know how many times he has invoked Lincoln. Lincoln was not a Democrat.
No.
He was Republican. The Republicans were the liberators. But you have this embrace of a false timeline and this demonization of the party who truly was the party of liberation. And so that's why we see the kind of actions. Yes, I'm pro-life, but, and then the embrace of what I call the party of abortion.
Because if the other things matter. I mean, those other issues, those other things matter more than defending the preborn, right?
It matters more than truth, and it's right. All emotionalism, and that's the beautiful thing about the pro-life movement. We have the emotion, and we have the evidence, and right. the combination of those two is very potent. But unfortunately, on the Black Lives Matter side, it is just a complete immersion in all things emotional, and sadly, it is extremely destructive.
So what's being done about it? We got about 2 minutes, Ryan. We got about 2 minutes. What's being done? I know you guys are doing all you can. What's being done to counter this Black Lives Matter movement and to, you know, obviously Representative Duffy is doing his part, but what's being done to try to straighten out the ship and get it going in the right direction?
You know, there are a lot of people, whether they're black, white, or any human in between, trying to dismantle the lies of the Black Lives Matter movement. However, I will say this. The Black Lives Matter movement is getting lots of money from the left, mm-hmm. lots of money from liberal sources, and I find it reprehensible that the GOP establishment, the RNC, has virtually been silent in responding to any of this. And so I think it's a shame because those who are trying to counter this don't have the kind of funding that all of these different Black Lives Matter groups, whether it's the hashtag Black Lives Matter or some of the groups that have arisen as a result of the whole movement, they don't have the kind of funding. And it's really hard to reach the public at large. But I'm encouraged because we have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have Instagram, we have all kinds of forms of social media to be able to blast out the truth, to be able to inform, educate people. And, you know, we get to see the feedback from people who thank us. Well, I never knew this. I never knew that. I didn't know about the NAACP. I had someone just write to me last week. I'm no longer part of the NAACP. I never knew their position on abortion. So we have the tools.
We got 15 seconds. Wrap it up, would you, Ryan?
Absolutely. We have the tools, thanks to the Internet. If you go to theradiancefoundation.org, you can read some of our articles, see some of our videos and memes. We're just trying to illuminate the truth and set people free.
My guest has been Ryan Bomberger. He's with the Radiance Foundation responding to this Black Lives Matter movement. and their blind spot when it comes to defending the preborn and the disproportionate numbers of African-American babies that are killed in the African-American community. Ryan, thanks for being on the program. We'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember America. To bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist, sponsored by Created Equal. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net. createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.